Today on Coffee Roasting Legends. San Franciscan roasters Bill Kennedy speaks with Natalie Van Dusen of Treeline Coffee Roasters in Montana.
All right. Talking with Natalie Van Dusen of Treeline Coffee in Bozeman, Montana. Hello, Natalie. How are you today?
Hello. I'm great. Thank you. It's so good to talk with you.
We were talking earlier before we started. Natalie and I go way back, you know, when I first got the company, and that's about the time that you were starting your journey there. And you didn't. I see a little hint of your first roaster behind.
I know. She's back here. Frances is hiding in the back. Let me see if I can. There we go. Yeah.
Yes.
There's our first roaster. That's Frances. And this is Beulah, the workhorse these days.
Right. I love how people name their roasters. And so Frances and Beulah, welcome. But let's just jump right into it, Natalie. And you know, I want to talk about, you know, let's start from the beginning. Where did you start first entertaining, like, maybe you want to do something in the coffee business?
Yeah, well, I have always been obsessed with coffee. So I was the weird kid at like 6 years old trying to steal coffee from my parents' coffee pot and doctor it up with milk and sugar, so much sugar. And then I just loved coffee shop culture. I'd hang out in coffee shops in high school, and I worked in one right after graduating high school. I just always really enjoyed it. But it wasn't until I was on a motorcycle trip in South America that I got to visit a farmer, and he showed me how he picks and processed, and then ultimately how to roast coffee. And it opened up so many doors. There was so much I didn't know about coffee, and I found it to be so magical and so inspiring. And I bought some green beans from him in Colombia right there, still in the parchment, which was a huge mistake, but I didn't understand, and brought them home and started messing around in my apartment with all the contraptions, you know, like any hobby roaster. Started with the stovetop and a popcorn popper and anything I could get my hands on until I bought like a little home roaster. And that was back in 2008.
So I don't know anybody who started whose moment of transition was on a motorcycle trip in South America, yeah, and then running into a farmer. That usually someone has a great cup of coffee someplace, but now
I had great cups of coffee. I just didn't understand how it was grown, or. I mean, I probably didn't even know it was a plant. I like really didn't know anything. So it was a really eye-opening moment for me.
So let's transition from there. And you obviously you started to have a thought process of getting into the business and what you're going to do. And, you know, I know you were in California to begin with because you visited us in Nevada. Then you were headed up to Bozeman, where you are right now. Why don't you fill in some of those blanks?
Yeah, so I grew up in Northern California in the Tahoe area, and I had been living in San Francisco when I had my whole motorcycle moment. And there were so many incredible roasters at the time in San Francisco in the, you know, 2006 to 2010 timeframe, who were all doing really amazing things. So I got to drink lots of incredible coffee. And then I knew I wanted a coffee business, but I didn't know what. And when I learned about roasting, I was like, oh, this could be more the angle of what I'm looking for. And there were really great businesses that had roasters front and center and more prominent in their shops, like Sightglass, for instance.
Right.
And so when we relocated to Bozeman, I felt like this was a really cool place to be able to open a shop that had a really different vibe and the roaster front and center. And that's when I got more serious about learning how to roast outside of my little half-pound electric home roaster. And I went to take a roasting course with Willem Boot in the Bay Area. And he had several different roasters, including I think an SF. And so that was my first exposure to your roasters. And I really liked it. And I really liked where you were located and that you were nearby. And I wanted to be able to partner with a roaster that that I had access to, that I could call if I had questions or needed parts or similar, that it was like close proximity. And that, so the fit was really great. And then you and I started talking and figuring out how to get one.
Yeah, I remember that. That was, what was that, 2009, 2010, right around
a little later. It was, by the time I got that far, we were like into 2012.
Okay.
13, yeah.
It was a while ago. It blurs a little bit.
Yeah, you know, what is time?
Now, one unique thing, and I'd like you to talk about this too, there are points in our journey where you didn't start out as Treeline.
No.
You started out with a different brand. Can you talk about the, you know, picking the original brand and then what led you to transfer to Treeline? and how did that process look? Because people want to do that sometimes. Sometimes things change and you want to change with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, branding, naming is really hard. And so my original name was Little Red Wagon Coffee Roasters, which was so cute and fun, but also it had a lot of, it was challenging, right? It's a really long name, which turned into a long URL, which and a long email address, which made a lot of room for error. It also was similar to some other businesses in our community. We had like a Red Tractor Pizza, which I didn't think was similar, but turns out people would confuse us all the time. And so it just became more cumbersome than good. And then what ultimately just pushed it over the edge was we ended up in a trademark, not dispute, but I went to go trademark the brand. And then it was raised that we might be infringing on a mark that had already been trademarked that wasn't the same, but it was close. And so it just was an opportunity for us to rebrand. And we were still so new. We'd only been at it for a couple of years. We didn't have a brick and mortar yet. We were still working toward that. So it was a great time. And we really were able to stop and take stock of like, what's our actual brand identity? Like, what are we doing? And it didn't fit us anymore. So we went through the process of trying to figure out what it could be. And we took our time. And then sort of Treeline came to us. And we really loved the visual of the tree line amongst, you know, and then as the sky at like dawn or dusk, when you see the trees and in the skyline, and it just like really invoked an emotion and sort of where we live in the mountains, and it just worked for us.
Well, I like it. I like how it turned out. I've been in your space and I absolutely love it. And you've done an amazing job there. Which,
thank you.
Kind of, you're a woman-owned business now.
And, we are, yeah.
And I wanted to talk on that because, you know, I want to encourage everybody who has a passion, you know, to get into coffee. Yeah. But I've known a lot of women-owned businesses that, I don't know, they did. Women have an eye. You know what I mean? And for a hospitality related business, what do you have to say along those lines? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. But what do you have to say that might encourage other women to step into the world of specialty coffee?
Yeah, I think for anyone wanting to do their own thing, it can be really intimidating. And I think it can be especially intimidating if you don't have a lot of representation. You know, I think when I started roasting, the statistic was around 12% of coffee roasters were women. And I think I was the only woman in my region to be doing it. And it was uncomfortable, but at the same time, certainly wasn't a bit too big of a deterrent because I did it anyway. And it's funny, you know, people often assume I'm in this business with my husband. And while my husband's very helpful and supportive, he doesn't work in the business. He has his own career. So it's you know, I'm surrounded by other really talented women in business, which is great. So, and work with the people around you and get the support you need in order to take the steps forward. But I don't think being a woman or having any other thing that makes you feel like a minority to hold you up.
Well, that is encouraging. I mean, well, like anything, if you're going to step out into anything entrepreneurial, there are going to be challenges. Yeah. But usually it's both a passion, but also the dream of what you hope to step into that gets you past those intimidating things. Now, as you're building your business, and thank you, I really appreciate that you bought a San Franciscan roaster. But the roaster isn't the only thing. How did you make your, what was part of your decision-making process to buy anything that's related to the coffee business? Not only the roaster, but your espresso machine, your grinder, your brewer. I mean, what was your process in choosing equipment?
Yeah, there's so many pieces of equipment. I think for us, quality has always been just a really big part of our business. So starting from sourcing really high quality coffee across the board. And then we don't want to diminish that anywhere in the process. So it was important for us to have a high quality roaster that we felt comfortable using and had control over what we wanted to do with the roast. And then how we were brewing it. So like investing in nice grinders, investing in nice espresso equipment, and then changing it as needed, you know, like we started with one thing and then as we grew or our needs changed, we evolved into the next thing. Really just trying to find quality products that meet our needs has been just on the forefront of how we choose.
How do you find these places? How do you find the bean, you know, the places to buy the beans?
I mean, a lot of it's just networking. So, you know, you start in one spot and then work from there. So, you know, we started with one importer and then went to Expo and met a couple others and they introduced us to people or farmers. And then that network has just built over time. I think it's like, we've been slow and steady, right? Like we've grown a lot over the years, and we've had, you know, periods of faster growth than not, but for us, it's been brick by brick. Like we've just made every decision we can as intentionally as possible and, you know, with time and building relationships. And some of our relationships, like with you, we've had from the very beginning. We have farmers that we happen to meet early days and we still work with them. And it's been so wonderful to build that relationship over a decade. We have new ones all the time.
I got to say, well, I appreciated your comment on networking too. And it's okay to take your time. Yeah. I think sometimes people are just afraid because you don't know everything all at once, right?
No, and I'm in a hurry all the time. Anyone around me, I move quickly and I'm very much in a hurry. So it's hard to slow down and be patient, but that has really been what's actually worked is like taking our time.
But those relationships in your networking, they do lead in different paths and it's like the branches of a tree. Pardon the pun. I didn't mean to go there. But
I'll take it.
But sure. But that's the whole thing too, because what I really love about this industry is how relational it is, you know.
Yeah.
And well, you know, you and I are still talking and and you weren't just, you know, someone who just came by and bought something and then I never see you again for the rest of our lives. I love how the whole networking thing about, you know, the coffee, the specialty coffee is. And then of course,
and the industry is such an amazing industry to be a part of. I think people are so wonderful across the board. And like, we're always enjoying the people that we're working with throughout the supply chain and customers, you know, up and back.
What I love too is that it, pretty much all the relationships are happy relationships, right? Yeah. And so I mean, I used to be a middle school principal, and that didn't always it wasn't peaches and light all the time. But I love the coffee industry for that. And then too, then talking about networking, we have Expo coming up next month in Houston.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be at our booth. And
We
so
are
I
always
do want
excited to
to,
be
let's
there.
see, we're at booth 731 at the SCA Expo. And then you guys are going to be there on Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon.
That's
So
my
I want to
understanding. We'll
encourage
be there.
people to come by. Yeah, come by, see Natalie and her crew. How many
Yes.
people are you bringing from your organization?
Six of us are coming this year, the big
Six.
group. Yeah,
You
we're
know,
excited. We
I
have
gotta see.
my sort of chief of ops, and then we've got four baristas, a variety of levels and jobs within the organization.
Well, I would say that would be, if you want to continue the tree metaphor, that would be your root system, right? Because and you're sinking deep roots, and I think that's super healthy, not only for your organization, but I think it's a way to give back to your people who are contributing their lives into your organization as well, and affording them the opportunity to do the networking or to be a part of the networking and the relationship building as well, in that regard. So, okay, the future. You've been slow and steady for the last 10, 12 years. What are your goals? Just like the interview question at work, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know, it's what do you guys, what are you looking to do?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, and I have a blurry answer. We're trying to figure that out right now. You know, I think where we're at, we're in a really wonderful spot right now. You know, we have a few cafes, our team's amazing. We're working with amazing coffees and customers. Like, we're really enjoying ourselves. Ultimately, we want to have more impact. Like, we want to be able to continue the positive impact that we have. We want to have more of that. So we're trying to figure out what that looks like and how we do that in a way that feels authentic and good to us, and in line with what we're trying to build. So I don't know. It remains to be seen exactly what that looks like, but hopefully more of a good thing.
Well, good. Well, you know, this is probably one of the fastest little chats that I've had. And I guess that's apropos, considering that you're always in a hurry. But it's good. Again, my whole intent for doing these little talks is to help share stories of people who've been there and done that and encourage others to get into this great industry.
Yeah, I definitely think people should do it. It's really fun.
It is really fun. It is really fun. Well, thank you, Natalie. Looking forward to seeing you in Houston next month.
Yes.
And again, I want to invite everybody who's watching this to come see us. Come see Natalie on Saturday. And yeah, Benny, I'm sure she'll answer any question you've got.
I'd be happy to.
Well, thanks again, Natalie. You have a wonderful day, and I'm looking forward to meeting your team as
Yes,
well.
I'm excited for you to meet them as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. And we'll talk
Thank
to you soon.
you.
All right.
All right, see you then.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.